spim, or whatever you call it there.
An urn?
Urn, called an urn.
Well, does that urn have a little thing on it to let coffee pour?
That's right. Turn it and off and off and off and off and off.
What do you call that thing there?
Unless you call it a faucet. Call it a faucet.
And does it, you know, you said that you've seen a lake freeze over?
Yeah.
Well, what happens to your pipes in weather like that?
Well, don't have no pipes in the lake. They just froze over. It'll be out in the pasture. But where you got running water in the lake, it doesn't freeze over. Running water doesn't freeze over.
What about the pipes in the house? Did anything happen to them?
Yeah, they freeze.
Oh, they do?
They freeze, and you have to get a plumber to come fix them up. They're bust.
I didn't know.
I generally cut the water off all night, you see, and drain out the pipes, but yet you'll come in that contact where they'll freeze and bust the pipes after doing all that.
You were telling me the other day about things that you'd have in the kitchen that, you know, that your wife or the cook might cook with.
Yeah.
And was there ever anything in the kitchen that might be shaped sort of like this? You know,
a funnel? Yeah, a funnel.
You use a funnel?
Yeah, you use a funnel.
And you would tell me some interesting things about a wagon the other day, you know, with the horses or the mule.
Yeah, horse.
What'd you connect the horse to?
You protect the horses to the wagon with a tongue. A tongue stuck out, and you'd put one horse on each side of it and breast them up to the neck, to the collar, and hook the traces up, and they'd pull the wagon on and on.
So what did the traces go back to?
Traces go back to a single tree.
And if you had two of them, did you just have a single tree?
Or? Double tree.
And did anybody ever burn coal here?
Not that I know of. I've never seen no coal burn here.
I didn't know if people use it, you know.
No, they don't use it here.
Well,
I've seen it used one time, I believe, over at the cutting oil mill.
Did they bring it into the oil mill?
Yeah, and set fire to a furnace there and burn coal. I don't know what purpose they use it for, only other than heat or something like that.
Well, if they're just using it for heat, did they go outside and bring it in something?
That's right, bring that in a container and empty it in a funnel. And
what did they call that container they brought in there?
I reckon they'd call it coal container.
Ever heard it called anything like a coal bucket or a coal scuttle or anything?
Yeah, a coal bucket.
And out on the farm, did you have something that you, with one wheel on the front and two handles, you might use it out in the yard to carry things in? Like, if you brought home a 50-pound sack of feed or something, what would you put it in to take it out to the barn?
Well, I generally put it in on my shoulder and take it. But you can have a little wagon there to take it out there, too.
What about a wheel
thing? Wheelbarrow. Wheelbarrow.
You have one of those?
Yeah, I have one of those.
And what is it? Did the cook wear anything in the kitchen over her dress to keep it?
She had a napkin, a white sheet of cloth, you know, kind of.
Like an
apron. You use apron.
Well, what about when you moved into this apartment? These are pretty, that's a pretty tablecloth over there. Did you go out and buy that then?
Yeah, I was given that for Christmas present.
Yes?
From my sister.
Well, it's very pretty. I know you enjoy having it.
Yeah.
If you wanted to get some curtains to match it or something, you know, you might go down to the store here, and you might say, well, I'm not sure this is the same cloth. So they might cut a little of what to give you?
Sample. A little sample.
What do you call this?
Fountain pen.
And I know you had children, so when your children were babies, what did you hold their diapers together with?
Safety pins.